stovepipe.
Yeah.
That thing.
Okay. You ever heard of a, you know what a flue is?
I've heard it, but not, just from used to movies and things.
Okay. How about a small vehicle that's used to carry bricks or other heavy things? It has one wheel in the front, has two handles in the back.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. And how about a portable sharpening stone that's used, you can sharpen machetes with it? And
it's a butcher stone. Or, we've got one too, but I don't know what it's called. Flintstone? No. You just call it a sharpener, really.
Okay. How about a one that's a big wheel that someone might crank and do big things like hoes or shovels?
I know what you mean. Sharpening.
The sharpening stone fixed on a stand?
Yeah, and it wheels around as you push the pedal. No, I can't think of the name for it.
Grindstone? Okay. How about, if you, now you mentioned talking about greasing pans. If you got, your hands are all greased, you say you were?
I was greasy.
Okay. And what's the thing that you put in your automobile? The stuff?
Gasoline, gas,
and
oil.
Okay. And have you ever made a makeshift lamp out of a rag or a bottle or a can, where you just have a rag sticking out? Like you might be out fishing or something and just make a lamp.
I was thinking a Molotov cocktail lamp. No.
This is with like kerosene or oil or something?
No, never.
Okay. You ever heard the word flambeau?
Yeah, but I always think that it was flambeau is ice cream. They put liquor on it or strawberries on it with liquor and they put a match to it and let it go up.
Okay. How about what they used
flambe. To flambe. Isn't that flambe? Flambeau? I had it once because I had it at the Fontainebleau, but it was a strawberry Romanov flambe. I guess it's all kind of how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
I know it was ice creams with it and liquor.
Yeah. I always just, the only thing I've ever had like it was Cherry's Jubilee.
That's it.
Oh.
Cherry's Jubilee. Because I had the cherries and my cousin had the strawberry. Hers was ice cream with strawberries and liquor, but mine was the Cherry's Jubilee and they came and they didn't like it.
Okay. How about, what was the inside of toothpaste comes in a
tube.
Okay. And if you've just built a boat and you're about to put it in the water, you say you're going to
launch it.
Okay. And what kind of a small boat with oars or something like that would you use?
Dinghy.
Dinghy. How about if it was on a freshwater lake? Would you call it a dinghy?
If it's that small, it's a dinghy.
How about if it's a okay. How about
or a skiff. Right, some people call it skiff.
Does it have a flat or round bottom? Or both?
Comes, you know, like that little V type thing. It's not completely round, but it's like that.
Okay. Would you ever use a flat bottom one around here? Would it be too dangerous or what?
Well, there's people who have taken that type in the bottom and put a flat into it, you know, but I wouldn't use a flat bottom.
Okay. How about if a child has just learned to dress himself, and the mother might bring in her clothes and say, and hand them to him and say,
put them on.
Or in order just, you know, hands them to him and say,
here they are.
Yeah. Or it might say, what else would she say? It's going to go off.
I don't know, get dressed.
All right.
Here's your clothes.
All right. And, let's see, we'll probably get there. Okay, if a woman wants to, well, what do you wear in the kitchen to keep them getting
dressed? Apron.
All right. That one. And, how about, if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little square cloth that uses a
swatch.